The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In fact, our final hour from What's On Your Mind, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Energy Matters will be here later today as well. Not quite done yet. No quitting us, by golly, covering this wonderful event that has brought literally the oil and gas industry to Bismarck, North Dakota, the epicenter right now of what's happening here. So we're coming to you live and direct from the Bismarck Civic Center for another hour of our broadcast of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We're going to chat a little later on this hour with Tricia Curtis of the Energy Policy Research Foundation. Has a lot of great data on the oil boom, the oil and gas boom in North Dakota. We're going to chat with Tony Clark, former Public Service Commission member, former Labor Commission commissioner in North Dakota. Now I forget how many zillion employees the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has, but Tony is in a very astute position these days as a commissioner of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So we'll talk with him as well a little bit about this boom, and he was speaking earlier today, so look forward to that chat. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. On the program, we call What's On Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind, and you've soaked in a lot over the last 3 days of what's happening here. What's your takeaway? What do you hear? What do you like? What don't you like? What keeps you up at night? I asked Harold Hamm that question to start last hour. What keeps you up at night? He said, I'm sleeping well. Well, what keeps you up at night? And what's happening right now? Are you like Harold in that nothing keeps him up at night? He's sleeping well because of the resiliency of North Dakotans. Let us know at 800-228-0550 on the program today. Montana Furniture and Mercantile is the sponsor, along with our friends at Larson Engineering and Ide Bailey. We thank them for bringing you this broadcast of What's On Your Mind. Todd Mitchell alongside with me today. Are you glad that I started this hour, Todd, rather than wander off to put guests in front of microphones? I actually decided to be here for you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I knew you were there in spirit for me last hour, but yeah. It was actually all in good fun.
Do you remember? You actually do remember your graduation, your high school graduation.
I remember it extremely well. I do remember it. The commencement speaker was our German teacher who had escaped Nazi Germany back in the day. And he thought he was going to get rich getting a job teaching German at this private school, and little did he realize he wasn't going to get monetarily rich, but he was going to get rich in another way, and that was kind of his message. So
you're spooky. You not only remember the speaker, you remember the takeaway, for crying out loud. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember I wore purple. And I can remember a little bit of the gathering at the house after, but that is where it ends, right there. So, but it's funny when you're in the moment, when you're sitting there as a parent, my wife and I both, you know, shedding tears as we're watching all these events over the last week, you know, the open house last weekend, and you know, scholarships and, you know, award ceremonies and all this, and you're thinking, okay, my chance to influence this person we've had the pleasure of parenting all these years is now about to end, you know. So, pretty amazing. Anyway, I have found a way to equate a life moment in the Hannon House with our oldest graduating from high school to the oil and gas development. And I just, when I heard Lynn Helms, who will join us tomorrow on the program, director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, talk about five generations of oil and gas development at this level ahead of us, I started thinking, we're really, as a state, when it comes to oil and gas development, about at the high school graduate level. You know, others have said, which would be what? Early innings of life. I've heard other people use a sports metaphor. Well, high school graduation's the early innings. You don't think it at the time, but it is. Let's get to some calls here. I want to find out what's in your mind. I got a few minutes to do it to start the hour. Dave traveling I-94 behind an 18-wheeler.
Yes,
got the radio tuned right where it should be on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Dave?
Pretty good this morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Glad to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I was listening to a gentleman yesterday, a congressman from North Dakota, which is a beautiful state, no doubt in my mind. I was listening to him, and I was going eastbound, and he was talking about everything being deregulated and regulation this, all this mess. You know, what it all boils down to, as far as I'm concerned, the people in Washington, D.C. ain't worried about anybody else except what's in Washington, D.C., like the VA, for example. They're going to have all this suspension and firing and all that stuff. The next thing you know, the person who gets fired is going to get a big old huge bonus. And then the person that with the IRS, they got big bonuses because of what they did. I mean, does that seem fair to the public? I mean, you know, come on, give me a break. They deregulated trucking, you know, and that messed us up from the money we were making to what we're making now, which ain't too bad. I mean, I'm doing a pretty good job with it, but. You know, I've been out here, like I told you last time I called you, I've been out here 40-some-odd years, and it ain't what it used to be. It used to be you'd go down the road, and there'd be a truck sitting on the side of the road, broke down. There'd be 20 trucks behind him before you got stopped. Nowadays, you go down the road, there's a truck broke down, you holler at him on the radio. You don't stop to see if he's alive and kicking. You just keep on going and get on the mic and talk to him on the CB. I mean, that's not trucking. Trucking's not like it used to be. I mean, you know, they got new blood. I understand that. But the new blood has got to realize that trucking is a business, an industry that's been out here for a couple hundred years. You know, they started with covered wagons. I mean, come on, give me a break, you know. Truck drivers, let's put it this way. If truck drivers stop right now, where would the United States be?
No, shudder the thought. You're exactly right, Dave. And I, you know, sometimes I have to admit, I slip into the half empty crowd versus the half full crowd, and I think maybe we ought to just for a day shut some things down to have people understand, you know, the significance of them. And by the way, one of them is energy exports from North Dakota. Look at. I'm gonna just take one industry, coal. All right, the 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal in North Dakota. All right, that is put into power plants that generates electricity in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul. Okay. Well, if we shut the switch off, they don't fry eggs in the morning. All right. They don't wash their clothes. They don't go to work. Everything shuts down if we shut off their switch. And yet, what do? Pass laws saying, you know, we don't want dirty coal. We don't want, you know, they do frack bans because they don't want to, they want to get in the middle of a willing buyer and a willing seller that is looking to take a product and ship it to North Dakota because they don't like fossil fuel. This is the way they think. And same thing on trucking. If nothing else, to wake up Washington, D.C. and all the regulatory burdens that are put on to you, Dave, and your fellow truckers that ultimately trickle down to us. But buy a box of cereal, it costs me more because of how, you know, the trucker that brought it to the supermarket is regulated. Maybe there ought to be a wake-up call of sorts to say, here's a day, a week, a month without us. Because you're absolutely right. I don't think the average American comprehends what just one little sliver of our economy, the trucking industry, does in keeping things going. So I agree with you, Dave.
Yeah. You know, the trucking industry, you know, we go out in the woods, we bring trees to lumber mills, then we turn around and load them on flatbeds, take them to processing plants, the same way with oil and gas, same way with coal, the whole nine yards. But the public doesn't understand that. See, the John Q. Public, the one who drives the car that was brought to his dealership by a truck driver, okay? He turns around and goes down the road and doesn't like the way the truck driver in front of him is driving. He passes him and then flips him the bird just because the truck driver is going slower than he is, but he's in a big hurry to get nowhere. But where did he get the gas to do that? Where did he get the car to do that? Trucker drivers. Truck drivers did it. If it wasn't for truck drivers, God bless them, this economy in the United States would falter. I'd say that, I may exaggerate, maybe not, but 50% of everything in the United States is brought to the customers is done by trucks. And if it wasn't for the trucks, the companies wouldn't have what they have. And the nation wouldn't have what it's got. Mobilization for military. You look at the trucks in the military service, okay? Truck drivers drive them. When they get out of service, they start driving commercially, like I did, you know? And people don't understand that. They need a wake-up call. The government doesn't worry about nothing except for themselves. They got people in the Senate, even Obama, been in there for 8 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. Get out of there. Let the fresh meat come in, just like the trucking industry is. Get out of there after 8 years, the whole nine yards, the House, the Senate, presidency, the whole nine yards. Get out of there after 8 years, let new blood in, let new blood operate, let new blood show you what they can do with their technology and training and everything. That's the same way with trucking. Now, when I retire in about another 3 years, if I live that long, hopefully, I've got a son that's going to take my place. He's driving right now, but he's going to take my place with the company I'm driving for. So I'm not worried about it. My bloodline goes on. But there's people out there that don't have that opportunity to do that, see? Because of the government deregulation, they're regulating this, regulating that, and the whole nine yards. Personally, my opinion is I think we ought to go back to 1700 with Uncle John, Ben Franklin.
I tell you, wow. go back to that era, and you'll have citizen legislators again, the blacksmiths and, you know, the farmers and the folks. Dave, I think you helped folks appreciate truckers a little more today with your comments. Appreciate you calling. Check in again. More coming up on What's on Your Mind live from the Bismarck Civic Center today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Petroleum Conference, final day of our coverage. And do I understand K-Fire Cafe is back this afternoon? Not Energy Matters, since the show's done. So my sources tell me that you're back behind the helm.
I am.
There you go. So folks have been saying, where's my K-Fire Cafe? It's back this afternoon from 3 until 5.
And we'll be talking about that Bismarck, Mandan, Burley, Morton jail. Dan Donlin, chief of police from city of Bismarck, as well as Burley County Sheriff Pat Heinert. We'll be discussing that, among other folks.
That's on the K-Fire Cafe. For those of you listening on 550K Fire, we're also coming to you, of course, through our friends at KCJB, 910 a.m. in Minot, as well as KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, 1090 on your radio dial, and AM 1100 The Flag, brought to you today in part by our friends from Larson Engineering, as well as Ide Bailey. And you know what? Right here I'm sitting at a beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, piece of furniture, courtesy of the folks at Montana Furniture and Mercantile. And they are one of the sponsors as well. Our next guest, one of the presenters the first day of this conference, Tricia Curtis from the Energy Policy Research Foundation. How are you, Tricia?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Enjoyed your presentation very much.
Thank you.
20 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Onward. Yeah, you just packed a ton of information
in
that, baby. What is the Energy Policy Research Foundation? Tell us.
The Energy Policy Research Foundation is EPRINC for short, and it's a nonprofit energy group that does economic and policy analysis on the oil and gas industry. So it's been around since the 1940s, was started in New York, and now it basically explains market fundamentals and policies to people. It's a nonprofit, independent group, not a lobbying group, and we try to break things down and explain them to people.
And so this data that you're crunching, you're I guess a trusted resource, right? You're not you don't have a dog in the fight. You're just you're there to give folks the information. Who's your customers?
Our customer is the public. So I mean, we try to put out information. Almost all of our information is free of charge. It's on our website. We give a lot of public presentations at universities, to places like this, and we try to get the information out there. Try to break it down. Try to get everybody sort of on the same page, so they can have a dialogue about it.
And for those that were not lucky enough to hear you yesterday or participate in the conference, that have been listening all across the Northern Plains, share with them some of what you told the audience here.
Yeah, I'd say some of the biggest takeaways, North American production has risen rapidly, and a big part of that has been North Dakota. And some of the real, there's a lot of benefits to that, but there's some real infrastructure constraints on moving all that crude oil. So two of the biggest things are, we have pipeline capacity, but those pipelines don't extend all the way to the coast. So crude by rail has really moved in to help alleviate that bottleneck. But right now we have some issues with crude by rail, and there's some regulatory uncertainty. And if you want to keep increasing production both in Canada and in North Dakota, you have to move it to market. And the local markets are suffering from discounts that are different from coastal markets, which reflect global markets.
Explain that a little bit, because folks in the industry could tell you about a Bakken discount, and at one point, due to a log jam of obviously not being able to get Bakken crude to the market and only having a limited amount of places, and the evolution that's happened now with the rail, obviously the increase there, as well as additional pipeline capacity, gives North Dakota some options. But why is there a discount? Why are there different prices at different points for different crude?
Well, there's a couple of reasons right now, and different crude prices differently. So typically it was exactly how I explained it. In North Dakota, the discount really started when production first kept going, because it came on rapidly and there wasn't enough pipelines to move it. Now there is enough pipelines, but what's happened is the markets that those pipelines go to are saturated. So the Rockies is completely filled with Canadian and North Dakota and other domestic crude, and the Midwest is the same thing. And your pipelines really get you into the Rockies and the Midwest from North Dakota. So you're sort of stuck there, and you get okay prices, but they're still discounted from the coastal prices. So that's one reason. You also have discounts in Texas, which shouldn't be suffering discounts because they're so close to a refining market. But you're seeing discounts because the crude quality is so light that the refiners are sort of maxing out. They have too much condensate, and it's varying grades of condensate, and it's getting discounted because the refiners simply have too much of it and don't need any more of those light ends. So those are the two main reasons why you see discounts, is both on infrastructure and then on a quality match issue.
Now, some people say, a perfect world, we'd have nothing but pipelines. and to get to oil where it's going. But that isn't necessarily a perfect world from a price standpoint, right? Because you want the flexibility to be able to say, well, okay, send the oil that way rather than this way. Or I got a customer now, Delta Airlines, you know, not long ago said, we're gonna contract directly for, Bakken crude to go to a refinery and make our own, you know, that flexibility comes because of rail, right?
Absolutely. So the problem right now is that it's very difficult to build a large scale, you know, pipeline sort of anywhere. I mean, we're the industry's done a great job in building, you know, a lot of pipelines within North Dakota, expanding pipelines. You know, there's been a lot of pipeline building, but in terms of large new build pipelines from say North Dakota to the East Coast, North Dakota to West Coast, that hasn't happened, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. So they have utilized rail. So a lot of these refiners and these guys like Delta can access this crude.
You know, the folks from PHMSA were here that deal with, the hazardous material in pipelines and rail transported any way, shape, or form. And they talked about how shipments are up 43%, but accidents involving, combustible accidents, like what happened at Castleton and a few of the other famous cases, were up, low teens, as I recall. So here you have all this much more traffic, and yes, a few more accidents, but really proportionally not increasing. So really that would say, oil transported by rail is actually safer than it's ever been, despite the fact that there's, a 43% increase in it. But that's not reflected in a lot of the reporting of the folks you're talking with, right? I mean, there's a lot of focus right now and concern disproportionate to the actual problem, is there not?
Well, I would say that, overall the railroad industry has done, over the spans of decades, they've done a great job in becoming safer over time. And you're seeing that not just in crude by rail, but in other crude movements. That isn't to say that these accidents aren't serious, and it's the type of accident. You know, there's no way you can turn away from a big, plume, a big fire plume and explosions. And when they had that big disaster in Lac-Mégantic, that was very serious. 47 people died, and there were issues with the railroad company not being able to pay the liabilities for this. So, and the town is still suffering from it. So those are really why it's an issue. It's not so much that, yes, they're on a scale, they're happening less and in as proportional, but they are serious accidents. And, when people don't understand them, they want to understand more. They want to understand what it's about, and they want to understand if they can make it safer.
And again, you had a slide up where you showed all the different things that have been in the news. It's flaring. It's, the rail accidents. Those are the things that make news and cause attention and get folks to listen up in Washington, D.C. Only if I have about a half a minute left, just give me an overview of the role North Dakota's playing in this larger energy discussion in North America and the world, really.
Well, it's significant. I mean, North Dakota is producing about 1 million barrels of oil each day, and that is a large portion. I mean, the U.S. is producing 8 million barrels per day, and the boom and the rise has largely been from North Dakota and Texas, so it's a huge factor, and it is having an impact on world oil prices as we're producing more in the U.S. We're not bringing it in from other parts of the world, and that's allowing other crude around the world to basically go to other markets, and it's helping keep oil prices at least stable.
Appreciate what you do and crunching the numbers and keeping tabs on all of this at the Energy Policy Research Foundation. Thank you, Tricia.
Thank you.
Tricia Curtis with us today on the program. Orland and Minot has a question or a comment. We're going to get to him, plus Tony Clark, a former Public Service Commission member, now, of course, Commissioner of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, joining us when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best, with that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service. The calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Civic Center, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, day three of our coverage here on What's On Your Mind. We ask because we want to know. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I was on the stage here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference early this morning, introduced to Senator Heidi Heitkamp by video, and then Lynn Helms and Tony Clark, who's going to join us in just a moment. And I gave out our toll-free telephone number and said, hey, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we love hearing from you. And don't just think, well, you know, when we're on the air, you can call anytime. So, and we have a hotline, 855-200-1776. Put that on your speed dial. You call, and we're not on the air, press 1. We got your message. We got your comment. Orland and Minot been waiting to weigh in here for a moment. Let's get you in here before we get our next guest. Hey, Orland, what's on your mind?
A while back, I was trying to get on when we were talking about government officials and so on and so forth. But there was a comment made by President Obama when he was elected on his second term that he had said that there was only one thing better than being elected president of the United States. That would be a dictator. And the way things are going, I don't even know if he'd make a very good dictator.
You're saying he said that? I'm surprised. I don't remember.
I listened. I heard it myself.
Wow.
It wasn't secondhand.
Interesting comment. Of course, he says so much that there's a treasure trove of things that just kind of, you sort of get numb to it after a while. And you know, I found it interesting that, you know, I asked Harold Hamm because there was a time when Harold was, you know, consumed with the making sure that there was a different president to the extent of, being on Mitt Romney's leadership team. And he kind of said, you know, it's a chapter that's about done. They're on their way out and administrations change. And I thought that was an interesting focus. He's obviously moved on and believes there's enough momentum happening here, enough resiliency from the people of North Dakota that the president can't mess it up. But
And then, Kerry, it's surprising the position he is holding when he was so outspoken and against the Vietnam War that he was speaking in front of assemblies and so on and so forth. So it's amazing how the world can turn around.
It is, and how soon we forget some of those comments. That's for sure. Orland, appreciate the call. Glad you're out there listening to Minot on KCJB. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let me welcome to the program someone in a new post now, but not new to North Dakota. Of course, you probably knew him as a Public Service Commission member, or before that, Labor Commissioner, State Legislator, and before that, Bismarck Boy Eagle Scout, right?
Yeah.
Cubmaster. Now Commissioner of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, a FERC Commissioner. FERC. There's all those acronyms in Washington, D.C. Tony Clark is back with us. How are you, Tony?
Scott, it's great to be back in North Dakota.
It's great to introduce you this morning to the masses and to hear from you and talk about that historic and dynamic shift in energy development in North America. And I bet it's fun to know that it's happening where you call home, huh?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it was this perfect confluence of events. I used to sit back and think, if I could have picked 12 years to have served on the State Public Service Commission in our state's history, you might have handpicked the particular years that I ended up being able to serve on the commission. Now that I'm on the federal side at FERC, I sort of look back and have the same experience where you think, what other kind of industry would you rather be involved with what's going on in terms of dynamic change and having ability to hopefully make a difference?
What is FERC? What does the entity do?
FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. It is the agency within the federal government that oversees large portions of the nation's energy industry. So everything from the siting of hydroelectric dams, non-federal hydroelectric dams, to interstate natural gas pipelines, the rate setting for interstate natural gas pipelines, natural gas markets, physical markets for the trading of gas, electricity oversight of the nation's electricity grid, reliability of the grid, electricity markets, crude oil pipeline tariff setting, so rate setting, what pipelines can charge, a little bit everything, but it really covers the waterfront of so much of what's happening. And, of course, the shale development is having a huge impact on the workload of FERC, from the new pipelines that have to be installed to oversight of the markets to eventually perhaps export facilities. FERC sites all the LNG export terminals that are located along the nation's coast, which ultimately could be international markets for Bakken gas and gas across the country.
Out of all of that, what most excites you? What's the top of that list?
Boy, it's a tough call because there's so many things, and each of those industries is dynamic in and of their own right. I suppose being a North Dakota kid, as much as anything, being able to be in D.C. and have an opportunity to have an impact on areas that are especially important to my home state and home region is particularly exciting. I mean, this part of the continent, stretching from Alberta and Saskatchewan right down through the Dakotas and into the Gulf Coast, is really leading the way in terms of America's energy economy, but really our economy in general. I'd hate to see where we would be as a nation, both from an economic development standpoint, a job standpoint, but even in terms of what our electricity costs would be, what our natural gas costs would be, if not for what's happening in places like North Dakota. So really, as much as anything, that change has been exciting to work with.
Oil has traditionally been, an overseas deal, right? We're moving that needle now to the point where we're 60% of what we're using here,
right?
And 40% of the imports come from neighbors for the lion's share. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's exactly. When you total it up, even of the 40% that comes that is quote unquote imported oil, about a third of that is from Canada, 10% is from Mexico, very secure sources. It's 75% of our daily consumption is coming either from the U.S., most of it from the U.S., or from very friendly and secure trading partners. So it's unlike anything we've dealt with for the last 40 years. I mean, we all know what a burden it's been on America to be energy not secure and not independent, but it's within our grasp now.
And what struck me from your presentation today is something I don't think about often, and maybe others don't as well. We're the big deal in gas, right? So, others are going to look to us on the gas side, right?
Yeah, well, exactly, across America. Of course, the Bakken itself is such an oil-heavy play, but the gas comes along with it. And when you total that with what's happening in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and West Virginia and in Ohio, it's literally a flood of gas that's hit us. It's not something that any of us predicted was going to be there. We didn't sort of 10 years ago, you might, except for a few folks, Harold Hamm and others who were out there and kind of thinking ahead and thought that this might happen. it wasn't necessarily on everybody's radar screen. It hasn't been that long ago that a U.S. Secretary of Energy, Sam Bodman, who was in the Bush administration, made a comment that using natural gas to deliver electricity or generate electricity was like using your finest scotch to wash your dishes. And it's because at that time it really was that valuable a commodity, and we didn't know that we had this pent-up reservoir that was ready to come online. And now, of course, electric utilities are looking at using natural gas as baseload, and there's a realistic chance that we could be not only there was always talk about it, they thought we'd be an importer in a big way for natural gas. Now the world is looking to us to be an exporter and supply those markets across the world.
So natural gas could be seen as an American resource.
It's 97% of the gas that we use produced right here in the U.S. Almost all of the 3% that's out there is from Canada. Almost entirely American resource.
So now it's a matter of the infrastructure to export it, basically?
It's the infrastructure both to use it domestically. There are certain areas of the country, especially as you get to the East Coast and the further north and east you go into New England, the pipes are just extraordinarily congested. The New England region, especially for electricity, is turning to gas. Coal has been persona non grata on the East Coast and amongst those eastern states for some time, so they've converted away from coal, and they're looking for something else, and they have to have power. You can only sort of create energy efficiency and things like that for so long before you just need new power plants brought on. So they're turning to gas, but there just aren't the pipelines to get it there. So you see huge price spread differentials between where there's lots of gas, like Pennsylvania, and where these pipeline constraints hit into north of New York and into New England. So there's a domestic need to have more pipelines, but then there's the need for pipelines to carry that product to these potential LNG export facilities. Both FERC and DOE separately have portions of that responsibility. FERC cites the plant itself from an environmental siting standpoint. DOE takes a look at, if you're exporting to a non-free trade agreement country, is it in the national interest that you do so? And they give them the exporter a slip of paper that says that they can export. It's a long process to get through, but companies are starting to see the fruit of that labor, and you'll probably see increased export of LNG now.
What does that mean for the consumer? What does that mean for us?
The export of the LNG or just general shale development?
Well, yeah, no, I mean the export of the LNG and the ability to use it here and the ability to export it.
It's meant everything in the world. We would be in a horrible position from an electricity standpoint if we didn't have this flood of natural gas right now with the conversion of coal plants that's taking place across the country. If we didn't have the ability to have this natural resource, native resource to the U.S., your electricity prices would be spiking dramatically around the country. We'd be having serious reliability problems. So it fell into our lap at exactly the right time. It can also be used for manufacturing purposes, all sorts of things that ripple through the economy. So affordable natural gas has a tremendous benefit to the entire American economy. If, in addition to that, you can have LNG exports in such a way where we can still continue to have affordable prices at home, but be able to capture some of that difference in the price spreads between what the world is paying for natural gas. Japan pays tremendously for natural gas and be willing to, for example, import gas from North America. Then we capture the value of that those export markets as well. It's not that much different than North Dakota has done for a long time in our ag sector. We've excelled at exporting these commodities and reap the benefits of it, and the same can take place on the gas side in addition to fueling our domestic economy.
I get excited about the manufacturing opportunities because the cost comes down and come back, and I mean, just think about cheaper energy for these manufacturing companies, a reason to come back,
exactly,
hiring more
right.
people and more exports.
Yeah,
you know?
you could have an American manufacturing and industrial renaissance built on an affordable, reliable supply of natural gas, which is traditionally in the scheme of fuels that we have is a clean burning fuel.
30 seconds left, so we've talked about a lot of positives. What's the negatives? What worries you? What holds us back?
The challenges are always ensuring that the infrastructure gets sited in the right way. You don't want to cut any corners in terms of the permitting processes. We have to do this environmentally the right way. At the same time, there are increasing challenges with regard to tactics that are used to delay and defeat projects just through the tactics of delay. They may be perfectly acceptable projects, good projects for consumers, but from a bureaucracy standpoint, it's getting much more difficult to get some of these projects cited in a timely manner. You don't want to cut corners, but you also don't want unnecessary red tape to delay projects that are needed for the American public.
Yeah, we don't need any more Keystone XL pipelines.
That's right.
That's a timeline that doesn't work in a way of providing certainty. Tony, great to see you.
Scott, great to see you.
Thanks for stopping by and being part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference as well.
Happy to do it.
The former Public Service Commissioner in the great state of North Dakota, now Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner Tony Clark, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Final segment coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have not heard the final numbers yet from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We'll probably have that letter today. The There were not many empty seats, I'll tell you, for the Sean Hannity presentation at 9:30, which just wrapped up. And then getting here from three major CEOs on the state of the industry and a panel that Ron Ness will moderate that will wrap things up here at the Bismarck Civic Center and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Any last questions or comments? Good time to get them in here before we wrap up our coverage of the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Want to thank our sponsors, which include the Montana Furniture and Mercantile, as well as Ide Bailey and Larson Engineering. I always say with a name like Larson, you know they know this part of the world, by golly. Larson Engineering, one of our sponsors, and Jeff Holcomb, who heads up business development, is part of the Bakken Energy Services team that are displaying here. So with us. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
How's the show going?
Show's going great. It's crazy busy, a lot of traffic, seeing a lot of people that we know and meeting a lot of new people, so it's been fun.
Now, Larson Engineering been at this for a while in North Dakota.
Yep, we've been working up here for over 30 years, and once the boom really started getting going, clients said, get an office up here. So we opened an office, and we're keeping very, very busy on traditional infrastructure-related projects as well as oil and gas. So
tell us, obviously a show like this, you got folks all over the place looking at opportunities, wanting to do things. Bring us inside that discussion. What can you bring to the table? What does Larson Engineering bring to folks that are looking to do projects here?
Well, what we bring to the table is just we're full-service engineering. So we do those, you know, traditional civil, environmental, mechanical, structural, electrical. So we can do all the type of engineering related to any type of project, including the environmental permitting and the upfront work, surveying. So we can bring all those services to a project.
And what's your differentiator? If I'm across the table from other folks that are in the game, what sets Larson Engineering apart?
Well, what sets us apart is that, as I said, we've been up here for a long, long time doing the work. We know the area, you know the people, and we have a relationship. So I think that that really helps us. You know, a civil engineer is a civil engineer. Structurally, I mean, we're all good engineers. But what we really bring to the table is the relationships and the knowledge of what goes on here and how to get business done here.
And you know, folks might know this, not know this, but I mean, you've been part of some really historic projects that are a big deal nationally that are, you know, expertise unique to Larson Engineering.
Right. Larson is, Larson's known worldwide for its curtain wall engineering. And our marquee project right now is the World Trade Center. So we're just finishing up that. We worked on the Freedom Tower. That's the main building, but we worked on the other related buildings there too. So, most of the tall buildings in the world, Larson's probably had involvement one way or another.
And that's pretty extraordinary when you think of that level of expertise. In other words, you know, the complexity of a project, not a problem.
Yep.
And know the landscape of North Dakota, having been working here better than three decades.
Right, right.
Yeah, because that's one of the challenges for folks that are, you know, I mean, you can't open a newspaper, watch an evening newscast, know anything about the industry and not hear about what's happening in North Dakota, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Pretty extraordinary.
Yep, yep.
What's happening. In fact, I forgot to give Tony credit for a statistic he used when he was ribbing Texas. In his address earlier, because he said, you know, everybody, you know, from Texas always brags they're number one in oil and gas production, which they are, at about 2 million barrels a day, to ours just now getting to the million barrels. But he said per capita, we're 17 times bigger than that. And there's something to that.
Yeah,
I mean, 17 times per capita. In other words, we're doing with the amount of people we have in infrastructure here, 17 times more in the way of production than they are doing in Texas. Well, that attracts a lot of people and a lot of deals, and a lot of folks that say, hey, we can do it, we can do it. It's very different from been there, done that in the case of Larson Engineering, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah, that kind of expertise is something that's hard to quantify for the bottom line.
It is. Yep.
Yeah. Busy time right now?
Very busy. You know, we had a long, hard winter. I think people are kind of, you know, trying taking their sweaters off and getting busy. So, you know, and from a construction perspective, you know, the frost is just coming out. So it's been a long, long winter for as far as getting shovels in the ground and getting going. But, things are really going to start ramping up.
It seems to me that we're getting beyond the sort of hair on fire mode, right? Where it's just, get it done now, and breathing a little bit and having time for planning. Is it, you sense that?
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. There's it's still very, very busy, but there's a sense of calmness. It's a little calmer. People are approaching it a little bit more thoughtful. Not that they haven't before, but it's just not, like you said, hair on fire type go.
Time to breathe a little
time
bit.
Time to breathe,
Disappointing, and that's again where a good partner like Larson Engineering helps.
Yep.
How do folks find out more about what you do?
Well, you can go to our website, www.larsenengr.com. You can call our headquarters, which is in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 651-481-9120. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us.
And an office right here in Bismarck.
And an office here in Bismarck, yep. Our office here in Bismarck, yep. Very good office here in Bismarck. We're looking to hire, continue to hire there. As I said, we got the civil, structural, and surveying services out of here, so.
All right, beautiful. Jeff, good to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks
good
for being
you.
A sponsor. Appreciate it very much.
We appreciate it, too.
You bet. Jeff Holcomb, part of the Bakken Engineering Services team, the best team, BES. Stop and see him here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference if you're cruising on by here before the end of the day. All right, let's get Ed and Minot in here with a quick take before we...
I haven't heard, maybe went over this, but I was wondering if there's any updates on the two fertilizer plants proposed, one there. Spirit one, and I think one in Grand Forks. Thanks. Have a good day. It'll be a nice one.
Appreciate the call, and you're right. There are two different projects on the table. It's been a while since we've got an update on that. I'm going to put that on my to-do list, though, to find out where those are at, because there's a good example. We talked earlier this week about value-added opportunities. You know, there's some refineries on the drawing board right now. There's fertilizer plants you mentioned, Spiritwood and Grand Forks as well, but I haven't heard talk about them either. Get a status update on where they're at. We'll do that soon. Appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks to all of you for listening and following our coverage here from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. In Normal or Nuts Friday, among our guests, Lynn Helms, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.